A new study released has shown that the judicialization of homeless people in Montreal continues to worsen. Over the past 16 years, the number of tickets given to homeless people in Montreal increased sevenfold. In 1994, the number given out was 1,054. By 2010, the number had skyrocketed to 6,562. From just 2006 to 2010, 30,551 tickets were given to people who marked their residence as a Montreal homeless shelter. Of those tickets, over 40% were for City of Montreal bylaw violations, and 60% were for violations taking place in the subway system. The vast majority of the tickets were for minor infractions, such as loitering in public while intoxicated, drinking in public, riding on public transportation without a ticket, or laying down on a bench or seat in the subway system. The research was carried out by Céline Bellot at the Université de Montréal and Marie-Ève Sylvestre from the Université d'Ottawa. They were joined at a press conference announcing the results today by Pierre Gaudreau from the Réseau d'aide aux personnes seules et itinérantes de Montréal. All three spoke out against the increased ticketing and called on the city to do more to ensure that Montreal's homeless population receive the help they need rather than tickets, debt, and criminalization.
Marie-Ève Sylvestre, I'm a professor at the Faculty of Law at the University of Ottawa. So the biggest finding is an increase in terms of judicialization. We've documented the situation starting in 1994 up to today, 2010. And we've noticed that year after year, there's been an increase in the issuance of statements of offenses in Montreal. And starting in 2007, there's been an increase in terms of tickets that were issued in the subway, principally in Montreal. But steadily, we've seen the increase year after year. So first, it means that the amount of judicial debt accumulated by homeless people has increased during all these years. Second, it means that homeless people owe a total of $15 million to the City of Montreal right now, if we consider all the years and all the tickets that have been issued since 1994. Most of those tickets won't be paid. A lot of this requires energy, time, resources from the City of Montreal and the Municipal Court of Montreal to administer and execute. For nothing, to impede reinsertion, to create more homelessness, to also just make it more difficult for social workers and interveners to intervene with homeless people. Why the numbers are going up? It's just maybe one of the explanations that we've seen is when there was the creation of the Metro unit in 2007 and the fact that the Montreal police add up a total of 133 new agents in the subway. We've seen an increase during those years for the tickets in the subway. But generally speaking, I think it's just a question of the use of a repressive strategy by the City of Montreal and by its police to try to deal with the conflicts linked to the occupation of public spaces with criminal law, penal law, and the police rather than deal with it through social intervention. The Human Rights Commission, la Commission des droits de la personne du Québec, has told us the same thing in 2009, so said that the judicialization of homeless people in Montreal was a case of social profiling. And we've noticed that we keep having this disproportion between the amount of tickets that are being issued overall on the territory of the City of Montreal and the tickets that are being issued to homeless people. We actually have issued 25%, so one quarter of all tickets on the territory of Montreal to homeless people. So we believe, yes, that that's a clear indicator of discrimination and profiling.
My name is Pierre Gaudreau. I'm director of the Réseau d'aide aux personnes seules itinérantes de Montréal, RAPSEM. The study shows once again that there is a very important problem of with the tickets the homeless people are receiving in Montreal. In the public space and also in the metro. We have been denouncing that situation for more than 10 years. These tickets bring a cost for the society, and it's very important in terms of building a situation which is worse for the people who are homeless. They have to go to court. They have to find out where their case is. They have to do some work to pay their tickets. They have to pay their tickets, and they are without any fixed address. That's not what they need. They need more help. They need more social services, housing. Well, The numbers of tickets is in the rise, and the solution is not tickets. We all agree, and the figures we're using are figures by the city of Montreal, who counts down the numbers of men who goes to shelters every day. And this winter, we have seen already 10% more men who went to the big shelters than the winter before. So that's a big increase. So we agree there's an increase of homelessness, but then again, the solution is not giving them tickets. It's get the situation worse. If people are in the metro because they find their shelter not being there outside, the solution is trying to help them, try to bring them to shelters, to day centers. A few days ago, Yves Francard of the Fraternité des Policiers said the same thing. We have to bring some solution to these people. On that point, we agree. So it's not the mandate which is given to the police is not a part of the solution. We need other people to work with homeless people than police. We do not say in any situation tickets are not the solution. But in many, many situations, when people are using more than one place on a bench, when people are in the metro because they haven't paid, when people are drinking on public space, they don't have any fixed address. The solution is not giving them 1, 10, 15 tickets that brings thousands of dollars in terms of fines for that person. If we give tickets to the people who drink on public space, their situation will just get worse, and they will keep drinking on public space. They will stay there, or they will go somewhere else, but they will stay homeless. As the time groups who are working with homeless, trying to give them shelter, trying to give them housing, trying to give them service, see a lack of funding. As a society, we're spending millions with the fines to these people, in the follow-up with the court, with the police to the on their case. So it's a bad investment for all the society, the tickets.
It's part of a bigger trend, I would say, in North America, Canada, United States, but also Europe, of criminalizing homeless people. So we're not better or worse. The methodology between the cities that we've compared is so different that we can't tell like whether like one city is on top of the other. But certainly Montreal is not an example. So what could be done? I think we could just like take all this money that we invest in the police and in the judicial system. That's a lot of people working on trying to get to recover these amounts of money for nothing. It's a lot of work for the police for nothing again. So put all this money into social intervention, into housing, into just better intervention that focuses on the needs of homeless people.